Good afternoon. You've got KPTZ 91.9 on your FM dial in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Simon Janes with local news for October 28th, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reported 9 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. This brings our total case count since the beginning of the pandemic up to 1,142. There are currently 45 active cases in isolation, and our 2-week case rate is 254 per 100,000. Halloween is this Saturday, kicking off the holiday season, and with it, we may have the potential for a 6th wave of COVID-19 infections. In her public health briefing this week, Health Officer Dr. Allison Berry urged people who are throwing parties to consider making them vaccinated residents only, and for those attending outdoor events, to consider wearing a face mask if around large groups of people. Traditional trick-or-treating by children in residential neighborhoods can be done safely, Berry said, and be done very well to celebrate the holiday. According to Berry, the danger lies in holiday travel and large gatherings that could quickly add to already high rates of infections on the peninsula. Case rates have decreased from early September, but according to Dr. Berry, they have plateaued at a dangerously high rate that points to too few residents being vaccinated and too few precautions being taken. The current case rates in Jefferson and Clallam counties have risen in the last 2 weeks, and they are higher than the peak seen during last year's holiday surge, Berry said. In other COVID-19 news, the Clallam Bay Corrections Center, located on the North Olympic Peninsula, continues to be the only prison in Washington state with a facility-wide outbreak. The facility houses 664 inmates and has reported 107 new cases of COVID-19 in the last 30 days. The City of Port Townsend, the Port of Port Townsend, and the Jefferson County PUD are co-hosting a virtual town hall meeting to discuss the Sims Gateway Tree Project on November 9th at 5 p.m. KPTZ will broadcast this important town hall meeting live on November 9th from 5 to 6. The goal of the town hall meeting is to ensure a more comprehensive and common understanding of the elements of the project. To this end, the City, Port, and PUD will provide brief presentations and then open it up to the questions from the community, with the goal that ideas and perspectives are incorporated. The Gateway Tree Project aims to address multiple encroachments on the city's power grid that stem from the tall trees and boat masts along Sims Way, while also recognizing that this section of road lined with poplar trees is an iconic feature of Port Townsend, along with the Boat Haven and Kaitai Lagoon. The three agencies, with the port as lead, have applied for a Jefferson County Public Infrastructure grant of $1 million to offset half of the overall $2 million project price tag, which includes tree removal, undergrounding power lines, installing a multi-use path, replanting trees, expanding the boatyard at Boat Haven, and associated permitting. For more information regarding this project, or for instructions on how to participate in the virtual town hall meeting November 9th, you can visit the city's webpage. That address will be listed in the transcript of today's news at kptz.org. Northwind Art announced on Monday that it has hired Kathleen Garrett to fill the role of exhibits director. Garrett has an extensive background working with arts organizations and community-based nonprofits, including as a curator of art at Whatcom Museum in Bellingham and the Museum of Northwest Art in Laconia. Garrett succeeds Michael D'Alessandro, who leaves at the end of the month to start a new career path. Executive Director Teresa Vérez says, "They are just thrilled to be welcoming Kathleen to their team. Kathleen comes highly recommended and with the experience needed for this really important role. Much of the 2022 exhibit calendar has already been planned, which makes for an easier transition and gives her time to acclimate and prepare for the future. I'm excited to be part of this team and look forward to helping carry out the vision of this vibrant, new, collaborative organization," says Garrett. "It's clear that Northwind Art honors deeply the roots of the two organizations while providing room for innovation and responsive growth." She says she is ready to roll up her sleeves and contribute to those efforts. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon, Monday through Saturday, and at 5 p.m., Monday through Thursday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Simon Janes. Thanks for listening and have a great day.